was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. Okay, this is Bella. I told you guys that we were getting a little puppy and she arrived yesterday. This is Bella. And so Buddy thinks she's a little hyper. And so they're going to be best friends for it, maybe later once she stops being that puppy stage. So, but anyway, I thought she was going to take a nap, but then someone came to the door and there you go. That got everybody all in a stir. And, you know, anyway, so she woke up and there she goes. There she's going to be on the show today. Welcome, Bella. Hey, Tammy, what's up? Uh-oh, you're muted, yeah. That's okay. Take your time. It's good. We're all good. We're just going to chill.
Okay. Yeah, I'm muted because I'm also have a new little Dachshund around here.
Okay. We've got all this puppy stuff going on here. Anyway, today we are starting our new series on Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This is the book that the labor of love that took a lot of effort. We got it. So yeah, we're going to study this today. And this one I think is going to be fairly easy. And so, but I want to give you a kind of an overview of where we're going on this study. And I'm so excited to know about the minor prophets. I'm so thankful the Lord helped me to decode Revelation. I'd love as much or more the minor prophets because it just really confirms everything that we are seeing, everything that we have learned. They were really trying to tell us. And I do believe that's why. You never heard a peep out of this in most of the Christian churches at all. Even in the Bible thumper churches, you really didn't hear very much about the minor prophets unless it was time to collect the tithe. Anyway, all right, so let's get started. Tammy, would you lead us in prayer?
I will. Heavenly Father, we just love you, we praise you, we honor you. We just thank you for today, Lord, and we just thank you for this time to look at your word and to see it coming to life before our very eyes. We just thank you to be in this time that we were chosen to be here in this time of everything that we have happening, and we thank you that we have eyes and ears to hear. We ask that you continue to silence any voice but your own and to just help us to go out into the world and let others know. We just know, Lord, in our hearts that what it is you have us to do, we can each take it out and pass along to the next person. We pray for Melly today as she leads the study, and we just love you, praise you, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't think I've ever led a Bible study before with with a puppy. Yeah. Yes.
It's a new thing.
Yes,
new day.
Exactly. She wants to be a part of it. She loves Jesus too. All right. So here's my website for those of you who don't know, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. If you go right here to the videos, you'll see the video playlist, this first selection there, and you will see all of the videos that we did on the last study that we did, which was the end times and 1,000 years of peace, which is the decode of Revelation. If you guys haven't seen that one, definitely check it out. It's $2.99 on Amazon. So, but then you can see the videos right there on freedomforce.live. And the new thing is that you can actually access the website if you just type in melissaredpill.com.
Yay. So that's kind of a cool thing. MelissaRedPill.com. Also, there is a fake Melly out there. I heard that H. Clay got attacked by a fake Melly. That doesn't sound like Melly at all. That's definitely a fake Melly because Melly loves H. Clay. And so, yeah, I think they're out there trying to sell crypto or something. So that's not me. That's fake Melly. So definitely make sure you are following the real Melly. It's over on X. It's Melissa Red Pill. And so, all right. So here we go. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button and subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you'll know when we're doing lives. And always, always share. Thank you so much. And whatever you can do to help us over on our X account, here it is right now. Whatever you can do to help us to share these things, just hitting the like button helps. Commenting helps tremendously. All these things help a lot. That's very interesting. It says it's live, but I don't see it. Interesting. That's strange. Okay, let me just make sure that this is working. Okay, no, there it is. It had to be refreshed. Okay, there we are. Wave yourself to yourself. You're live. All right. All right, so here's the study that we're doing today. So let me just go super quick to the table of contents and just give you a little bit of an overview of where we are headed on this thing. So today is Daniel. That's probably of all the minor prophets, that's the one that you know the most. Daniel is the guy, the same guy as the Daniel in the lion's den, and how the Lord rescued him out of the mouth of the lion. He didn't touch him. The angel of the Lord stopped the mouth of the lion. He's the same one that went with the three Hebrew children to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they would not bow down to the statue. That was the same Daniel. We're going to read a portion of Daniel because a couple of the chapters in Daniel are about end times, and he's trying to tell us what's going to happen, and they misled us on these things. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And then the next one is, of course, the woman in labor. You know, I love the woman in labor, which is the wonderful, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have, but freedomforce.live, go there and you will scroll down just on the very front screen and you will see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man called the woman in labor in the Old Testament. And so that's what we're going to go over next week, because you know the sign of the Son of Man and you know the significance of it. I've shown that to you many times, but I want to connect the dots on how what the Lord told us to watch for when he talked about it in the Old Testament, calling it the woman in labor. All right. So I want you to see that. So everybody hear me? Everything's good. Everything's A-okay. I just want to make sure all systems are go. All right, so yes, hey, howdy, hey everybody, good morning. Now, yes, that sign woke me up. That sign woke me up too. I'm like, something big is going on. This is the great day. The Lord has given us this sign, so we know that this is what's happening. All right, so that this is the day of our rescue, and that's what he told in the Old Testament many times. Then we've got Ezekiel. Of course, you know the foot bone connected to the ankle bone. That's going to be with a great awakening of humanity. The Lord told Ezekiel that was what was going to happen. Obadiah, how the Lord says the Lord himself will be king. He will be here. It's got it placed about six or seven times in the Old Testament where it talks about the Lord Jesus will, it didn't say Jesus, but it said the Lord himself will be king of the earth. It's very, very, very exciting to have Jesus as the king, because I'm sick of the enemy ruling this world. So in Obadiah, it also talks about that we are fighting these Edomites, and we go into that, helping us understand not about bloodline, but about how these people are who are really the opposite, the polar opposite of those who love Christ. They're the anti-Christ. Anyway, so then Haggai, say, put away your checkbook, because, can you see that? Should I make it a little bit bigger? Maybe a little bit. Haggai was, that book is the one book in the Old Testament, the Old Testament minor prophets, that was actually opened and read. Maybe a few others, but very, very rarely. They just pick out snippets, but they would read a good portion of Haggai because it was talking about bringing your tithe to the church, to build the church. And we're going to talk about what is that about? It's about building up God's people. It's about building up the kingdom of people, those who love the Lord, not about building a building. We have clearly seen that building buildings is not going to save our culture, save our humanity. It's not. We need God's people to be built up. And that's what we are doing. We are fighting for his kingdom to come and his will to be done. This is what he wanted us to focus our attention on. And that is what you're doing. You may not have two nickels to rub together. That's okay. As long as you are fighting for the kingdom to come and for his will to be done on earth. That's what Haggai is about. Hosea, yeah, that was the craziest probably book in the whole Bible. That's talking about how Hosea was told to marry a prostitute. And so, yeah, it's quite an interesting story. Poor Hosea had that to deal with. And but the bottom line is it was a picture of God's people, how they had gone after worshiping Satan, and they had to be driven out. But then the Lord will bring us back, and that's the whole point of what we're experiencing right now. We're all being restored to the Lord worldwide. It's been, you know, here a little, there a little, but now it's going to be about, that's what Hosea is about. All right, Malachi, parental discretion advised. This one goes into what is what we didn't realize that they were doing when it talked about that the Lord was not pleased with their sacrifices. Well, it's because they were doing Baal worship in the temple. They were doing Baal worship, and they were saying that they were honoring the Lord by offering these precious babies. And so this is, that's not probably a one to read to your children. That one's a tough one to, but once if you just do the surface of it, you don't realize, but once now we're awake, we realize that's what was going on. That's what the Lord was trying to tell us about through Malachi. And now we realize, hey, you know, this has got to stop worldwide. And that's what this movement is about. We're not going to get all the way through this, right, Tammy? And have all this evil going on. Not happening. Zephaniah, your troubles will be over. That one, I love that one. That one's probably recited more than most. It's got some verses in there. It says, you know, the Lord will rejoice over you with singing. And so that's, you know, what Zephaniah is pointing us to, that this beautiful day that is coming. So it's very, very exciting. I think you're going to love when we get to Zephaniah. Nahum. You gotta love that one too. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. This is about how the enemy has been storing up all this wealth, but the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and the Lord will have us loot all that they've stolen, and everything that they have taken from us will come back to the righteous, and that's what Nahum is about. Nahum is also talking about Nineveh and how they were the enemy. They were really the Assyrians that had taken the people into captivity, and how God's people hated them for that. But this was, you know, God would use them for that purpose so that they would end up stopping the evil that had been going on in all this Satan worship that had been going on in God's house. All right, Joel. Who loves some Joel? I should have played Joel this morning. I love me some Joel, too. That's about the great army that would appear, the 17 army. That's us. All these things. Look at this. Isn't this amazing? These minor prophets were talking about everything we know now. Everything I've just gone over. You guys know this like the back of your hand, right? You know all this, and this is what the minor prophets were telling us. That makes sense? They didn't want us to hear any of this. Okay, Habakkuk, their captives will taunt them. Oh, y'all know I love Habakkuk? That was the very first passage that I ever read out into a group of people up in Washington, D.C., and everybody went crazy. They were so excited because this is the promise that the Lord gave us, that even though the beams and the echo the complaint, this is, we all know that we've got to destroy these evildoers, and that's what Habakkuk was really talking about. And we're the captives, and we're taunting them. Yeah, we're mocking them, and that, so just keep mocking them and keep exposing them. That's what we're doing. And that's what Habakkuk was saying, that one day that's what was going to happen. Yeah, Micah, we will see their downfall. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that we're going to see their downfall. If anyone ever tells you, no one, they're not going to be in arrest, not going to be any of that, say, you know, not going to happen. We're going to see their downfall. Yeah. So, all right. So Zechariah is the book of the Old Testament, the Revelation, the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. It almost goes chapter by chapter by chapter by chapter. It's the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. So the things that John was writing were not, this was not the first time. It was not the first time he'd ever written any of these. This was kind of it was basically, he was reciting Zechariah almost, not reciting, but a replay of Zechariah with more detail, but it's almost identical. It's really amazing. And it's long. It's a long book, right? Of the entire book. That one will probably have to maybe do two or maybe 3 weeks on Zechariah. It's intense. But of this whole book, it's probably at least a third. is Zechariah. And then Amos, that's the one I always go to, and it talks about even if they go to the depths of the sea, the Lord will send the sea serpent out after them to bite them. And he's not going to let one of them escape. Remember how I've read that many, many times to you? Amos. Okay, so then Isaiah, he's not a minor prophet. He's a major prophet because he's so long, I think 66 books maybe. And so we get major clues from this major prophet that you guys have heard many times. Isaiah 45, talking about our wonderful president, I think is basically the Cyrus of our day that it's talking about. And also, of course, Isaiah 65, talking about all the, you know, we'll live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gain. So that's where we're going when we get to chapter 15, the book of Isaiah. All right, so that's where we're headed, but today we're doing Daniel. All right, so we ready? Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do it. All right, so go ahead and read that first little portion. The name of this chapter is The Wise Will Understand. Oh, let me back up real quick. This is what you're supposed to do. I hope you guys are doing this. And the reason I say this is because in order to learn, it's one thing to listen to a video. It's one thing to listen to me talk. You do that all the time. But to learn, to really learn, it's important that you dig in. That's exactly what I did. In order for all this to make sense to me, I had to dig in. And I had to read. So read the book, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and then do the study guide. Okay? Read the book first, do the study guide, and then if you need to, you've got the answer key. Okay? You've got the answer key, but maybe you won't need the answer key. I'm just saying that because then you'll know when you write down the answers, you'll know if you really got the information, if you really understood it. And that's the only way to test yourself. There's no grade, you know, none of that, but you want to make sure that you really understand. All right. So go ahead, Tammy, hit it.
Daniel 12 is so clear about the great day we are experiencing. This is the great day of our rescue. I understand it might not feel like that, but one day when we look back, we will know that it is the truth. As we read through Daniel 12 and answer the questions below, know that the Lord will shine the spotlight of truth on you and let your friends and family know that you were not only not a crazy conspiracy theorist, you are actually one of his chosen warriors who heard his call and fought alongside him to save their behinds.
Right.
Daniel 12:1. At that time, Daniel will stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people, and there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Did I mess something? Children of your people. Okay. At that time, your people will be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Your name's been written in the book, you guys. Isn't that cool? Your name is there. At that time, Michael will stand up. Who's this talking about? In question one, who does Daniel 12:1 say will arise and guard us through this battle? So it's going to be
the archangel.
Michael the archangel. All right. So let me show you a picture how they've depicted Michael the archangel. This is not the little cherub that you see. This is a fierce angel. So it's not, of course, not just Michael. It is, when you see Michael, it's representing also all the host of the heavenly host who are in the angel armies, okay? So this is who we are fighting alongside. And so if you get discouraged, remember this is, you know, that our weapon is not against, our weapons of our warfare, as Ephesians 6 says, is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We're fighting principalities, demons, okay? But how are we doing that? Because we are fighting alongside the holy angels. And if you remember, 2/3 of the angels stayed with the Lord. Only 1/3 went with Lucifer, right? So this is who we're fighting beside. Now, he doesn't let us physically see them. That would probably freak us out a little bit. But this is who we're fighting alongside. And this is what he says, that Michael will stand up. In other words, Michael will be given the go-ahead. And I talked about this in the End Times in a Thousand Years of Peace. I talked about how the angels were being held back for so long, specifically about getting the truth out. awakening us to the truth. And so then they were released the angels. And then at the very last, there's a huge release. We talk about it, and I don't remember exactly the verse it is, but it's basically where finally they're released to go ahead and just finish it. That's what we're waiting on. Okay, that's what it means here. It says, when Michael will stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people. And there'll be a great time of trouble. Okay, so question number two, what will all the nations be going through?
Time of terror and anguish greater than any that they've known before.
Right. So, yeah, this is I guess you, everyone here would agree that we have been going through anguish. People used to tell me, this is not tribulation. This isn't tribulation. And I think now, I don't hear that as much anymore. I think people realize this has been gut-wrenching and rough and all that people have experienced. Now, of course, praise the Lord, it's not the nuclear holocaust that they seeded our thoughts that it would be. They were saying that it was going to be basically nuclear devastation, and that's why even Tulsi Gabbard, the secretary of the DNI, just said this week, she said that they were trying to start nuclear holocaust and that they had underground bunkers that they would go into. And they actually said that on CNN. Thank God it's not that. That was their plan, clearly. They just tried it. That was the whole point. President Trump knew that he had to go in and destroy their nuclear weapons. And for those of you who haven't been following, hopefully you have, over on my social media, you know, the whole point is of all the money that was sent over there, you know, Hillary sent over there the uranium, Obama and Biden sent tons and tons of money. How else are you going to build the nuclear facilities to destroy America and blame Iran? That was what this was all about. And the people who are in leadership there need to be removed. I just posted just before we came on that we don't need to have this Pahlavi, who was the president, the prince of the Shah of Iran, because he, many of them believe, is controlled by Netanyahu and the New World Order. So we need free and fair elections in not only Iran, but in every place. So the point is, we've had terrible trouble. And thankfully, it's not what they had said it was going to be of nuclear holocaust, because President Trump has effectively put a stop to it. They can't do it. And so anyway, we'll watch every step of the way. If they're going to, I think there might be something that comes out about Israel, because they've never let people see their nuclear weapons. So we'll have to see what happens on that. But either way, trust the plan. Trust President Trump. And bottom line, trust the Lord. All right. So a great time of trouble. And who, in question three, who will he rescue?
Oh, all of us whose name is written in the book of life.
Right.
Book.
In the book. It doesn't call it the book of life there, but that's what the book we know is talking mm-hmm. about. The Lord has his book mm-hmm. written for us. He's going to rescue us. And so, again, I always talk about this, that, you know, it's about the righteous. It's not about someone who went to a church, because we know that that doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that this person really had saving faith. It's about those who love the Lord, who love God, who are fighting for humanity, who are the righteous. And the Lord knows them who are his. He does. All right. So he's going to rescue us. We are going to be rescued. She's making my nose tickle. It's not that, you know, we are fighting. Of course we are fighting, but we are also being rescued, because these demons are too strong. Thankfully we have the Archangel Michael and his host of angel army to fight for us and to rescue us. All right. Number four, read number four for us.
How interesting that the Archangel Michael has a role in this epic battle. Think about that. Who knew that the Archangel Michael would be so controversial?
Right.
Let's look at Daniel 12:2 and Revelation 11:11, one of my favorite verses. What does the Lord promise in the first part of both verses? So in Daniel, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And then 11:11 is the breath of life from God entered into them and they stood on their feet.
Amen. Oh, I love those. Y'all love those verses? I love those verses because that's what we've experienced. We've experienced that, you know, that we, God breathed into us. That's why you're here. That's why you're on the Freedom Force Battalion. That's why there's so many people who are awake all over the world. That now, some of them don't know the truth about how this is biblical, but this is what we're praying. We can get that truth out. Just continue to pray for that. But this is God, because God's breath breathed into us and we stood on our feet. It's not just that we had the blessing for ourselves personally, but it's a blessing to be able to bless the world and to help and to expose these things and to remove the evil from the earth. Praise the Lord. So verse 2, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Now, I think in the past, maybe I thought it was talking about a physical resurrection of maybe someone who was dead. That's what it would think. You would think. But that's really talking about us. We were sleeping. We were sleeping, no doubt about it. And we were in the dust of the earth. Now, we're going to get to remember I was saying we're going to get to Ezekiel and how he's talking about the dead bones, you know, how they came, they heard the word of the Lord and we rose up. Well, again, it's symbolic of what our condition was. We were as good as dead because we didn't understand how we had been enslaved and what they were doing to us. And so we were asleep, we were dead, whatever you want to call it. Daniel says sleeping and Ezekiel says dead, but we rose, we woke up. Some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. These people that we realize now, these people are evil, right? So what does the Lord promise in the second part? It says some will rise to everlasting life. In other words, don't just think of it living forever. Think of it as in just that we'll be shining that and clear that you are someone who loves the Lord and who is on the side of the Lord. And some others will be shown that they were on the side of Satan. That's just only two. There's only two choices. It's only two choices. So they tried to make it out that we were evil, but that's not the case. We were not the evil ones. They were. All right. So anything else you want to say about number 5, Miss Tammy?
Well, right now, a lot of times it feels like we're not. You know, so that's a promise. That's one of his promises, that all this, you know, I feel like I'm not believed a lot and they think we're crazy. That will be gone.
Yay!
Yay,
that'll be nice. That'll be nice. And really, at this point, it's been a proving ground.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you love, you know, father or mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you have your son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love your reputation more than me, you're not worthy of me. So we've proven that we are in it for him and for his kingdom. And so she wants to sit on my shoulders. Are her colors pretty? Aren't those pretty? They call this piebald. Piebald. I thought she was so pretty. All right. So now it says, we're going to get to this about knowledge increasing. Where's that verse right there? Was that up there? Was it in that other verse?
I think it's
below. It's coming up.
Daniel,
it's coming
12:3.
Up. Okay, it's 12:3. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and read that one.
Do you want to just read the verse?
Yes, please.
Okay. Those who are wise will shine as the brightness of the expanse. Those who turn many to righteousness will shine as the stars forever and ever.
Wow.
But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even wait a minute, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, even to the time of the end, many will run back and forth and knowledge will be increased.
Yes, all right. So help me out. Read question number 5. I'm struggling to try to do all this and all this talk.
What does the Lord promise in the second part of Daniel 12:2? We answered that
right.
We would, yeah, okay.
Right.
But I think number 6 is, what is some of the knowledge that has increased?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
all right.
So.
Yes. Well, first, before we talk about that, let's just talk very briefly about verse 3. Those who are wise will shine as the brightness of the expanse. The expanse is talking about the stars, the brightness of the expanse. Okay. In other verses, now we have chosen to use the World English Bible in this book because that is a great version. It's not as flowery as the King James. It's kind of doesn't use such big fancy words as the King James, but it's a public domain. So some of the words might be a little bit different from what you have been used to, because I normally read the NLT. But the brightness of the expanse is clearly talking about the stars. So you'll shine like the stars, in other words. Those who turn many to righteousness will shine as the stars forever and ever. So this is what we were so blessed, because every time you share the truth, and you don't know who you've reached, you don't know. You know, sometimes I'll post something and I'll look on the, and it's reached, you know, like we together on the Freedom Force Battalion, we're reaching millions and millions of people, you guys. So just thank you for being a part of this and helping to get this out there, as well as like on our X, we had one post that the other day got like 500,000 views. You just don't know, because of the internet, how far that reach can go. You post something and people will share it and it'll keep being in people's feeds. And so just keep going. Just know that you are bringing many to righteousness. And what I mean by that is what's right. You're helping people to know what's the right thing. You know, that's really what the root of righteousness is. It's not about being religious. It's about the truth about and what it is to truly worship the Lord, and the truth about all these things. So, yes. So you, my friends, shine as the stars forever and ever. How about that? You know, been in church all my life, and so many times it's just that we talked about, oh, you're evil and you're bad and you're all this. Well, that's not what the Lord says about us. We are a new creation. He has bought us with his own blood. He has transformed us by the power of his Holy Spirit, so that we are a new creature in Christ. And that's why we are able to do these things. We're more than conquerors because of what he has done for us. So that's why, because of his grace on us, on our lives, that we shine as the stars forever. And then Daniel was told, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. And many will run back and forth, and knowledge will be increased. So what do you think about that right there? First of all, tell us some of the knowledge that has been increased.
Tons.
Right.
Election frauds, drug trafficking, human trafficking, slavery, satanic rituals, proxy wars, civil unrest, worldwide political corruption, blackmail, bribery, money manipulation, market manipulation, weather weapons, the DW weapons, pandemics, the vaccines that kill, cures that are worse than the disease, infliction of depression, mental illness, media propaganda, religious propaganda, entertainment propaganda, and education propaganda, to name a few.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Just to name a few. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, yes, exactly. So all these things we now realize, you know, once we woke up and we started going down all these rabbit holes, we realized what we were up against, and how these people have been lying to us. And that, as you know, Mike Lindell said the other day on the video, if you didn't see it, go watch the most recent video I did, but about his trial. But he's talking that it's a uniparty. It's one party. And so it's we're being faked out. And when we think it's Democrat Party and the Republican Party, because they all work together to, you know, like good cop, bad cop, whatever, they're trying to fight, you know, like they're fighting each other, but they really are enslaving us. Same thing with the proxy wars. And that's the thing I think a lot of people still don't get, is that Iran and Israel, the leaders in Iran and the leaders in Israel, are on the same team. They're all working to start World War III. That was what this was about. And I think it was very revealing when they're both continuing to fight after there was supposed to be the ceasefire. I think that showed that they were both just like desperate to start World War III. And yeah, but President Trump was like, why are we doing this? The nuclear weapons are gone. They're like, oh yeah, we forgot. They're just so used to doing, you know, their own playbook, because they work together. Same thing with the leaders of Hamas, working right alongside the leaders of Israel to foment, to get them where they can take the land and to kill all the Palestinians. It's really awful. So that's how they have played us all this time, and we now see through it. it's hard. If you watch the mainstream media, you'll get sucked right back into the narrative. And President Trump has been exposing Fox News big time this week. Said how they're the worst. I loved how Pete Hegseth exposed Jennifer Griffin. That was awesome. Because every time she comes on, I'm like, click. I don't really watch Fox News very much, but my husband has it on. I'm like, turn that off. Also, that Trey Yingst guy. It's just be very careful about all these people because we now know that these people are lying to us. This is fake news. Thankfully, President Trump monikered that phrase. And so this is the knowledge that has increased because we realize we've been lied to. Yes. What did you read that it says the cures that are worse than the disease? How many times have we heard on the news, oh, this will help you clear up your toe fungus and it's going to kill you, but it's still your toe will be good. It's like, it's the side
and
effects
if you've
are
been
death.
Affected by this lawsuits afterwards to
yep.
We gave you this cure, but now that you didn't make it, let's.
Right. Yep. And we thankfully we have RFK in this position as a head of HHS. And this week he removed mercury. We've heard all of our lives how dangerous mercury is. They were putting it in the vaccines and they have to take that out. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, no wonder we have so much autism. No wonder we have so much gender dysphoria. No wonder we've had so much depression and suicidal. They've just done a number on our health. We'll get our health back. So thank you, Lord, that this knowledge has increased. And people have been running back and forth like a chicken with their head cut off. We're like, which way do you go to get some truth around here? So I'm glad you guys are here because this is where we're getting some truth up in here because we're getting God's word and we're connecting the dots with God's word. But Daniel was told not to tell some of the things that he had had learned. Seal that book up, which is hard, because he's a person who felt like he had the power of the Holy Spirit to share the truth, and he was told to not share it. That is hard. It's a good thing I didn't know, because I'm not good on, like if someone's having a birthday party, I'm like, oh, or I've got a present for someone, I'm like, I have to give it to them. I can't wait. I would not be good at keeping a secret about something like this. Anyway, so the Lord told him to keep that a secret. Was there something else you wanted to say in question number 7?
No. Okay. Until the end of time. So I think now that we're opening the book and we're now things, we are putting the dots together. I don't think we would have been able to even 20 years ago figure some of the things that we're seeing now.
Well, and Bill Cooper, William Cooper was amazing at doing that. So it also says here, even to the time of the end. So I think however we phrase that, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of, humanity. It's the end of their rule over us. So important. When you think of the word end times, think of the end of their rule. Clearly, that's what it talks about so many times all throughout God's word. When it talks about this, it's the end of their rule. Okay, so why would the Lord tell Daniel to keep this book a secret?
I don't know that we really know more so than we weren't ready. I don't think we were able to understand, or even if we did something that was not in the right time where, they could have destroyed us before time. It seems like everything's perfectly timed. I don't know how to say that any other way.
Yeah.
And his timing is perfect and ours is not.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, and like whenever the people would try to rise up against them, like if you go back to the Battle of Culloden, you'll see that they were just decimated, right? In order to fight literal demons, you've got to have angels. You've got to have that this is the Lord's timing. You've got to have all of humanity awake and fighting. And not all, but I'm talking about the ones that he has hand selected, and he has awakened us from the dust of the earth, as we were just reading. So that's what has to happen. The people have to have the people all over the world. This is why the Lord Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's not that we're sending an army to fight in a certain place, like they said it was going to be in the what you call it, the Jezreel Valley. It's not that we're going to fight in a location. The world is the battlefield. The internet is the battlefield. The place of truth is the battlefield. And the Lord has put us, you, exactly in the place that He wants you to be so you can fight in your community. And let's just be honest, it's sometimes tough. It's maybe tougher in your own backyard than it is on the internet. All right, so anyway, I think that's why He said to keep that book a secret. If we had been fighting before everybody was ready, we would have been decimated. It's already been hard. They've already done so many things to try to destroy us. But now it's the time when we'll be able to achieve that victory. All right? So what command did the Lord Jesus give us in the Great Commission? I kind of already said that before He ascended. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Fill the earth with the believers. Get people. Bring them to Christ. Wake them up.
Yes. Yes. And so that's what's so odd about them saying that we're supposed to escape earth is because the whole reason He said to fill the earth with believers is so that we could have His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's why He gave us the command, right? Is there anything else you wanted to add to question number 10?
No, I think that's 10.
Yeah. He wanted us to have the people all over the world who could fight, who would be able to stand and tell the truth and, not to escape earth. All right. So now, how long was the prophecy to be kept from us?
And that's until this time we kind of talked about a little bit before, to not the end of the world, but the end of this time.
Right.
We have the Great Awakening, the Golden Age, let's say that. We're coming into that time. Hopefully and prayerfully.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. So I was going to add something else to that. How long was the prophecy He kept from us? There's another verse in 1 Thessalonians. It says that he'll be held back until you know what's holding him back, and he can only be revealed when that time comes. And so now it's been revealed to us, and so that we can, now that the secret has been revealed, and the angels came and, you know, shouted this remember the trumpets in the book of Revelation, they've blasted this truth into our ears, not that they were trying to destroy the earth, but that they were blasting who is destroying the earth, a third of this, a third of that, a third of the other. They were trying to tell us it's the demon worshipers who were doing it. And so that prophecy was to be kept from us. I was going to also say this, that, you know, the Lord Jesus told us, He says that he would be back at the end of the age, and an age is 2,000 years. Mm-hmm. So now this prophecy was given to Daniel before our Lord Jesus, probably about 1,000 years before. But when our Lord Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and He said, "And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Basically, He was going to be returning at the end of the age, physically. Of course, when He's physically with us, then we don't have to worry. We're like, "Are you with us?" But then He said, "I'll be with you in spirit, and I'll be building my kingdom through you." He says, I'm building mansions. It's not about building a mansion in the sky. It's not about a beautiful mansion in the sky. It's about building the earth with people who love Him and who are not Satan worshipers. And so I want to encourage you that the people who are here, the reason they had to go underground and no one knows what they've been doing is because the people are not Satan worshipers. And that's one of the reasons it had to be kept secret for so long, because that had to be purged out of humanity. Humanity is not up for that. Only this few people at the top of this evil system are who want to worship Satan. All right. Number 12.
What has been revealed to us about our governments?
All right. What is it, Tammy?
Oh, they are puppets. All of them, of the worldwide mafia. What we call the beast of Revelation, the Antichrist. So they've been lying to us. They've been doing crimes that aren't, how do I say it? They've been, they're creating problems to act like they're solving problems.
Right, Right.
So
right.
Bribery, blackmail, committed all the crimes right. we're talking about above, but acting the whole time like they're the ones helping us.
Right. Making me crazy. I got to get rid of these people. And now we have wonderful President Trump who is out there solving all these problems right and left. I mean, it is just a beautiful thing to behold. So just enjoy the show, you guys. I will tell you another problem solution, whatever, that they did. Did you see that Gavin Newsom is being sued by Fox News? And he's like, bring it on, bring it on. I'm like, they're working together. They're working together. I'm not talking about, you know, the people, maybe the people who work there at Fox News, because a lot of them are good. Like President Trump just put out this morning that he likes Fox and Friends on Saturday morning. He says they're great. The people are great. He said that. It's the ones at the top. Murdoch, as I said the other day, is from the word Marduk, which is the Babylonian god. Okay, they named them, you know, themselves after a Babylonian god. So that's the whole point. We're going to fight. We're going to fight that Gavin Newsom. And then at the end, it's like Lucy with the football. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever changes. It all is just a bunch of talk and baloney. That's why they hate Trump, because he actually does solve these things. So yeah, our governments have just been a mess, and media too. All right. So now humanity's ready. It's still a hard fight, but we are ready. So read Daniel 12, 5 and 6, please.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others stood, one on the riverbank on this side, and the other on the riverbank on that side. One said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be to the end of these wonders?
All right. So, Daniel had a question. So he saw this, all this that the angels told him was going to happen. And what's his question?
When is this going to end?
Right.
And that's our question too.
Right. That's the answer to the question, you guys.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Yeah. No, that's good. So the other day I put on social media, I said, hey guys, what is Daniel's question? That is the same question that we're asking all the time. When is this going to be over? When are we going to see the end of this battle and these people brought to justice? That's what he's asking. And that's what we're asking, you know. And actually, you know what, in the book of Revelation, at the very end, it says, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And the way that they had scared us about it, they were like, no, I don't want you to come because the world's going to be destroyed. You know, just slow down, Jesus. No, we realize now that when you're asking Jesus to come quickly, it's to stop the evil. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, to stop the evil. And how long will it be till the end of these wonders? How long is it going to be till we can get this evil stuff stopped? So, you know, he didn't answer, though. The angel didn't answer him. So, yeah, the answer he gave is not what I think Daniel wanted to hear. Read Daniel 12, verse 7.
I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to the heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it will be for a time, times and a half, and when they have finished breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, these things will be finished.
Yeah, I don't think that was the answer that Daniel wanted. I think Daniel wanted to see that it was going to be resolved here in another, you know, year, but I think that he realized that it was going to be a time, times and half a time, which, as I've told you guys in many places in the book and in videos, This is a period of struggle. It's a period of wrestling. It's a period of travail. That's really, you know, that's what this is about. So when you look at this time, times and half a time, and I know you guys, most of you guys know this, but just to refresh your memory, time is a year. Times is 2 years. A half a time is a half year. So that's 3.5 years, which is the same as 42 weeks. And that's it. Is it months? No, 42 months. I need to change that to months. Months. Okay. I need to change that to months. So because sometimes the symbolism is in weeks and sometimes it's in months. But either way, it's always a period of travail. Okay, and 1,260 days, okay? So bottom line, it's symbolic for this this period of travail. And so if you, like 42 weeks is a gestation period. And if you remember, that's the period of time that Jupiter, the king star, does its loop. And it did a loop in the womb, so to speak, of Virgo. I've shown that many times, but let me just go ahead and show it super quick. If I can get the mouse to cooperate. Come on, little mouse. And right here, if you zoom in a little bit, let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. That's too big. give me a dental exam. All right, so right here in her womb, you'll see these numbers. You can zoom in on your own laptop. But if you see that there, it's a 42-week period that from the time when Jupiter, Melchizedek, the Christ star, entered her womb and was there for 42 weeks. It did a circle. And so I physically saw that with my own eyes. And so day after day after day, when I could get a clear sky. Anyway, so this is again back to this beautiful symbolism here of this 42 weeks or 42 months or 1260 days. Okay, so it's or 3.5 years. So sometimes you'll say 3.5 days. I mean, it's all this same type of numerology symbolism, but it always does it. And every time you read it, it's talking about this period of struggle. Okay, so that's basically what he was answering Daniel. It's after this period of struggle. And so I liken it to, if I've had 3 babies and I had them naturally. I didn't have them, you know, induced or anything. And it takes as long as it's going to take. And you can ask your midwife, how much longer? And she can only tell you time, times, and half a time. it's going to take as long as it's going to take until you get this baby born. So, same thing with us. We hope to build this, to have this kingdom come. His will be done. I want it done as fast as you do, guys. And it's going to be done in exactly the Lord's perfect timing. All right. So, verse 15, what is happening to God's people during this period?
They're being crushed, humbled, imprisoned, killed. Things are happening where they're just saying, you know, why Lord?
Yes. And I know that's the way you feel. That's the way I feel. And it's been excruciating. It's the financial, it's the health, it's the relational, it's the wars. On and on and on it goes. So it's the poor people who are, you know, out there who are brainwashed into thinking they need to fight Trump. I mean, it's just like, ugh. Or fight you. All right, so if you scroll back down to the question, it says, he swore by him who lives forever that it'll be a time, times, and half a time. And when they have finished breaking in pieces the power of the holy people. So we're being... I guess my point about reading it again is because that's what's happening. It's our power is being broken. And unfortunately, what we have discovered is that we cannot solve this at the ballot box. We cannot solve this in the courts. We cannot solve this any other way except the Lord. We need the Lord to rescue us. As we were talking about here, this Michael the Archangel, the angel of the heaven's armies, is rescuing us. Okay? So, so that's what's happening to the people. It's just been a breaking period. And people... unfortunately, you know, as much as you and I are awake, there are people who have not been awake, and it's taken this to get them awake, and still some are still not. But anyway, it's to say we need to do something different. I think everybody on the earth would say something's got to change. All right, agreeing on what that should be might be another matter. But anyway, that's where President Trump is leading us. Number 16.
That's pretty much what you said, is what is a silver lining is when they're done.
Yes.
When it comes to an end.
Yes, that's the silver lining.
That there is a when, and it will.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. He says, when they have finished.
When they have finished.
Breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, these things will be finished. So that's what we're waiting for. That's what we know. So... again, I'm sure you've seen it just as much as I have, that there are people who say they'll never be arrested, nothing is ever going to happen, it's you know, never, blah, blah, blah. you know, there's just so much negative Nellies out there. And I'm positive Melly. I know that the God's word says that we're going to be rescued, and this breaking is going to end, and we don't have to worry that this is going to happen. I can't necessarily say it's how long. The angel didn't tell Daniel. He's not telling me either. But there's some clues. We're going to get to the clues, and I would love to hear your thoughts on what you think is the answer to some of these clues. All right, so go ahead, Tammy.
I was just going to say it's such a slow process, but even the Obama people and the Clinton people had to admit what he did in Iran was good. And it's slowly but surely, even some of the people in the news are starting to, you know, acknowledge that right. maybe what he's doing is okay. So exactly. it's not ended, but
right.
it's...
Yeah, yeah. Well, right. I think a lot more people realize how Obama was sending over this money to Iran and to... And Hillary was sending money, sending the uranium over. So that tells you right there, something's very, very shady and evil going on. And then they have been talking about President Trump, how they've admitted that he was right about the tariffs, you know, which is tough for them to admit. But yeah, so it's taken. People had to see it, as 17 told us. All right. So the angel did not spill the beans. Read for us Daniel 12, 8 and 9.
I heard, but I didn't understand. Then I said, my Lord, what will be the outcome of these things? He said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end.
All right. Okay. He wanted to know, how will all this end? And so what did the angel say? You've got to seal it up. You got to seal it up until it's not going to be revealed. And he wanted to know. He wanted to know, how will all this finally end? And so there are other places where it's very, very clear to Daniel and other minor prophets that we will win. Okay, he did say that. It will finally come to an end. But he's, you know, it's the same question that we have. It's the, how is this going to finally be over? He sealed this up until we were ready. All right, so now let's go back to this side. Love this passage. I love this passage. Read to us Daniel 12, 10 through 12.
Many will purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the continual burnt offering is taken away and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days.
All right. I have spent time trying to figure out what that is, the answer to that riddle in verses 11 and 12, and I have not been able to come up with it. If anyone has any thing that they can share in the chat, I'm happy to hear, you know, what that is. I do think that the burnt offering it's talking about in 11, the time that continual burnt offering is and the abomination that they've set up, I think that's the child sacrifice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it'll be 1,290 days, 1,290 days. So are those physical days, 24-hour days, or, you know, is that a symbolic, like the time times and half a time and 1,260 days? You know, it's basically, is it saying 30 days after this travail, after the struggle, a short period of time after the struggle? You know, anyway, so it's hard to know. He who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. The point is, it will come to an end. Mm-hmm. Okay, we will be victorious, and there's no doubt about it. All right, and then as far as what do you think is comforting, question number 19, what is comforting in verse 10 for believers?
There will come a point when we do understand. The wise, the good on his side will know what the truth is. So we will, you know, we will not always be in darkness, and those who are evil will not.
Right. Yep. Right. Well, and I think that we already mm-hmm. understand. The wise are understanding now. Yes. This is the Lord has, you know, for some his reason that is just by his grace, he has helped us to understand. He handpicked us to fight in this battle. And just pinch yourself right now that you were hand selected by the Lord I mean, this is a big honor. I've talked about it before, but just remember, this is the Lord has hand selected you, and so no matter if someone believes you or doesn't believe you, just know that this is the blessing of the Lord, and that you are one of the wise ones who has been made to understand. You know, you and I before didn't understand, didn't get it, we didn't know, and now we do. It's just a miracle of the Lord, and we just thank Him. And who will know is that we will. And I am very, very thankful that we are not part of the evil ones, the wicked, because they're going to continue to do wickedly. And I'm just going to have to say it. Here we were, and we had, you know, this whole thing, this Iran-Israel thing going on. And as soon, not 2 days later, they turned their attention right back to Gaza. Not 2 days later, they turn their attention to bombing Lebanon. The wicked will do wickedly. That's what they do. That's all they know to do. And everybody needs to see it, because these warmongers, President Trump is fighting. He stopped war in 5 different places. I'm not going to enumerate them now, but it's just, he's stopping wars everywhere, and all they can do is start them. As soon as he puts one fire out, they start another one. So I think those are the questions for 19 and 20. So what about 21? Is 1,290 days literal or symbolic in verse 11?
Not sure. Think it's symbolic. It represents that struggle or battle period.
And so maybe a short period after the struggle that we're going to see, you know, that blessed is he who waits and sees, you know, those who get to that point. So we're living in the day. We're seeing His kingdom come. We're seeing the downfall of the enemy. So thankful. Yeah. And I'm glad we're seeing it from earth, because our forefathers, our ancestors in heaven are watching from there. They're part of this battle, and they're cheering us on, as it talks about in Hebrews. You know, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders. They are cheering us on. But that, you know, we are the ones who get to fight in this battle in this day. It's very, very exciting. So we just know that evil will not go on and on. And so we take great comfort in that. So 12:13, please.
That's right. But go your way until the end, for you will rest and will stand in your inheritance at the end of the days.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm telling you, he says, he's promised us many times that those who have who are faithful will be rewarded. So just continue to keep that prize. And he says, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over much. This is his promise.
Don't give up.
Yes, don't give up. We just keep fighting. What will happen after we remain to the end and rise again? What's in the answer key? Do you have the answer key there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I went ahead a second here. We will receive the inheritance set aside for us.
Amen. Yay. Amen. Amen. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So read for us 1 Peter 1:10-12.
Concerning this salvation, the prophets sought and searched diligently. They prophesied by the grace that would come to you, searching for who or what kind of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, pointed to when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow them. To them it was revealed that they serve not themselves, but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent out from heaven, which things angels desire to look into.
Yeah, it's amazing. We get to see it. We are getting to experience it. These prophets that we're going to read about, whether it's Daniel or Habakkuk or Hosea, Joel, all these had written all these things down, and they didn't get to experience what we're experiencing. I know that you're like, okay, I'd just as soon not go through Armageddon, but we're going to get to see his kingdom come. If you look at it with the glass half full, then you'll be a much happier camper, right? And to remember, you know, all the things that are happening before our eyes, all the things that they have torn down and destroyed, that we are able to build back up and to restore. So this, you watch what President Trump is doing every day. Ending World War III, that's pretty cool. Ending the nuclear Holocaust, yay. So, you know, the angels and the prophets wanted to see in these things. And so they predicted all these things about, of course, our Lord Jesus' first advent and now his second. And it was revealed to them that they didn't just serve themselves, but you. They don't serve themselves, it says in verse 12. They weren't serving themselves. They weren't doing this, writing us down for themselves. They were doing it for future generations, and that's us. And in these things, which now have been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. So he's specifically talking about as he's announcing that Christ has come. Peter was writing this to the new churches, saying, you are so blessed because the angels told us and the prophets told us that the Savior would come. And you are getting to see these things. And now in the very same way, the Lord Jesus told us that this was going to happen. The prophets told us this was going to happen, and we are getting to see it. So this was all prepared in advance for us. Anything else you want to add from verses 24, questions 24 and 25?
No.
All right. Good. All right. Yeah. And that great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. I think that's everything. All right. So we're going to unpack more. And so next week is going to be the woman in labor. All these verses, they're so funny. One of the verses in the woman in labor chapter, it talks about, you know, that the men are clutching themselves at their loins like they're having a baby. The Lord even knew they would pull that. I just could never have imagined they would actually try to pull that over on people that men could have babies. It's like, really? Really? I'm telling you, they have really done a number on people. All right. I think that's everything. Do you have any other things to add, Miss Tammy? Anybody have something they want to add in the chat?
No.
All right. Well, good. We're in pretty good shape. We're at an hour, 5 minutes. So I think this is great news. I hope you guys really enjoyed that. I was going to tell you one other quick thing that not only that, but we just went over Daniel 12. We didn't go over Daniel 9. If you want, because Daniel 9 is the one talking about the covenant. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. In the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Remember that? That's very, 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 very complicated passage. It's been used to scare people to think, oh, this is going to be the end of the world, and the anybody who's trying to bring peace must be the Antichrist. Literally, they've brainwashed people to think that anyone who would bring peace is the Antichrist. It's crazy. Anyway, but we're not going to go into that one in this book. We're not doing it on Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Because I already went through that in the other study guide, the one End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And I break down what the truth is about that passage and how they've misused it to confuse us. So if you're like, well, you didn't do everything about Daniel. No, I didn't, because we already did it. All right, so that, I want you to see that. If you want to see some of the passages that we have done, go to, actually, I think the best way to go is over on freedomforce.live, or you can go to melissaredpill.com, and you can search for the study guide. Let me see. The videos, right here, the videos. Let me go back, it's because I'm making it too confusing. All right, so let me just go one more thing. When you open up freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com and you scroll to this, you'll see videos, playlists. As soon as you click on the playlist, you'll see these choices, and you'll pick out the one that says Live End Times Group Bible Study. All right? And on that one, if you want to know more about the Daniel one I was just telling you about, look at this one right here, Daniel 9. You see Daniel 9 right here? 7 years, nuclear holocaust, fake news. Right there, it's actually study number 8, and it was chapter number 8, okay? So you can see that one right there. It's also about Jubilee debts canceled. In other words, instead of it being bad news, it was actually amazing news about the Jubilee, about the debts being canceled. Of course, they don't want us to know any good news. Of course. All right. I think that's it. All right. Let's go ahead. Don't forget to please support Mike Lindell. He's going through so much on these people. I've just attacked him so much. He's having to appeal this case and all that. So please to support him over at mypillow.com/Melly and we'll help him to know that we are supporting him in pillows and dog beds. And in case you have a new puppy like me. So I think she liked our Bible study. So check that out. And also, those who are struggling with health, check out. I have tons of free health information over here. Check out the health page, because we've got to get over all these things that they've done to us. And this is how we are doing it. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We thank you that you're the King of the world, that your promises are yea and amen. And you told us about these things. You told us what was going to happen. And here we are. exactly according to your word. It's happening according to clockwork. It's according to exactly your promises that you have made for us. Angels wanted to look into this. The prophets knew that they were not writing this for themselves. They were writing it for us. And you said that the wise would understand. And Lord, we have to confess that we are only wise because of your grace. The only reason we understand any of this is because of your grace and mercy on our lives. We thank you. And we just want to be found faithful and that we know we'll be rewarded one day. And the most important thing we want to hear is where you say, "Good, well done, good and faithful servant. I've made you ruler. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over much." Lord, we want to help rule your kingdom with truth and to be in these positions of authority so that we can make sure that right things are done, that we're going to lead people into righteousness. And you say that we'll shine as the stars in the heavens. Lord, I just thank you that all in your perfect timing, this is all going to get done. We're going to see your kingdom come. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, we pray for all those on the battalion and all those who are in the fight. We pray you continue to bless their efforts. Help us to share this information, the truth, like you've told us to do. And those who are doing wickedly, we know that they'll continue to do wickedly until they're cast out into prison. But Lord, I just pray that you'll thwart everything they try to do. Everything will just blow up in their face like a Saturday morning cartoon, and they'll be revealed as being evil. Lord, help people to see through this. The ones who don't realize what's going on, we just pray your blessing on the ones who are still brainwashed. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, and help them know that we're not their enemy. We are trying to fight for humanity. And we pray all these things in your wonderful name, King Jesus. And we cannot wait for every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that you are the Lord. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, girls and boys. Hope you had fun. I love you so much. I'm so glad to get to come on. And so I'll see you on tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. We'll have our regular show. And I'll see you on Tuesday. And then don't forget to do your homework for next Saturday. Anything else, Miss Tammy?
I think you got it.
All right. Love you guys. We love you with all our hearts, right, Tammy?
We do.
Okay. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.